Ira stood at the edge of the canyon, her heart racing with exhilaration as she took in the breathtaking view that spread before her. The sun hung low in the sky, casting golden hues across the jagged cliffs and the winding river that snaked through the valley below. It was a place where silence reigned supreme, a sanctuary carved by time and nature, and it called to her with an irresistible allure. She had always found solace in the mountains, where the air was crisp and the world felt vast and untouched. As she hiked along the narrow path, the sound of her footsteps seemed to echo in the stillness, a reminder of her presence in this serene landscape. Ira inhaled deeply, the scent of pine and earth filling her lungs, and she felt a sense of freedom wash over her. With each step, the worries of her daily life faded away, replaced by the beauty of the moment. Yet, despite the tranquility surrounding her, there was an undercurrent of curiosity that tugged at her heart, a sense that something extraordinary awaited her. It was then that she spotted him. There, silhouetted against the vibrant canvas of the sunset, was a figure who seemed to belong to the very fabric of the canyon. Soren stood tall, his broad shoulders framed by the fiery sky, his dark hair catching the last rays of sunlight. Ira's breath caught in her throat as she took in the sight of him. He was enigmatic, a stranger shrouded in mystery, and there was an intensity in his gaze that sent shivers down her spine. As if sensing her presence, Soren turned slightly, his eyes locking onto hers. For a moment, the world around them faded into insignificance. Ira felt an inexplicable connection, an unspoken bond that transcended the silence that enveloped them. She hesitated, unsure of what to do next. Should she approach him? Speak to him? The thoughts raced through her mind, but her feet felt rooted to the ground, caught in a web of intrigue and apprehension. "Oh, hello," Ira called out, her voice echoing softly in the canyon, barely breaking the stillness. Soren turned fully to face her, a faint smile playing at the corners of his lips. Yet he did not speak. Instead, he regarded her with a quiet intensity that made her heart race and left her feeling exposed. Ira took a cautious step closer, her pulse quickening. "I didn't expect to find anyone out here," she continued, trying to fill the silence with her words. "It's beautiful, isn't it? The sunset." Soren nodded slowly, his expression serene as he watched the colors dance across the sky. He looked thoughtful, as if lost in his own world, and Ira couldn't help but wonder what thoughts lay behind those deep-set eyes. "What brings you to the canyon?" she asked, determined to coax him into conversation. "Are you here for the view, or do you come here often?" His silence hung in the air, thick and palpable. Soren gestured toward the horizon, his hand sweeping across the landscape as if to encompass the entirety of the canyon. Ira's heart sank a little at his lack of verbal response, but she smiled, attempting to bridge the gap between them. "I love hiking here. The peace, the beauty, it's like a retreat from everything else." She paused, searching for a reaction, but the enigmatic Alpha remained quiet, his gaze still fixed on the sunset. The longer she stood there, the more her mind raced with questions. What lay behind his silence? Was it a choice or something deeper? "Do you often watch the sunset?" Ira tried again, her curiosity piquing. "It's one of my favorite things about being outdoors." Soren finally turned to her, his eyes flickering with a hint of recognition. He raised his hand, gesturing toward the sky once more, his expression softening. "Are you trying to tell me that you prefer the sunrise?" she ventured, a playful smile crossing her lips. "Or perhaps you're just a fan of the night?" He chuckled softly, a sound so rare it sent warmth spreading through her chest. His laughter, though muted, was a sound she wanted to hear again. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky with shades of purple and blue, Ira felt the chill of the evening air creeping in. She shivered slightly, pulling her jacket closer around her. "I guess I should be heading back soon," she said reluctantly, glancing at the path that led back to her car. "It's getting late and I don't want to be out here after dark." Soren's expression shifted, a flicker of concern crossing his features. He pointed toward the path, his brow furrowing as if to suggest that she should stay. Ira hesitated, the pull of curiosity battling with the practicality of leaving. "You're right. It's so beautiful here," she admitted, her gaze drifting back to the fading light. "But it's also a little eerie, don't you think?" He nodded, a slight smile returning to his lips, but his eyes held a depth of emotion that sent a shiver down her spine. There was something profound in his silence, something that hinted at a past filled with shadows. Ira wanted to know more about him, to unravel the layers that concealed his heart. As the last sliver of sunlight disappeared, a sudden gust of wind swept through the canyon, causing the leaves to rustle and a chill to settle in the air. Ira felt a shudder run through her as she glanced at Soren. His eyes seemed to darken, reflecting an unspoken sorrow that tugged at her heart. She sensed that beneath his calm exterior lay a storm of emotions, pain, loss, and perhaps a longing that mirrored her own. "Are you all right?" she asked softly, her voice barely audible against the wind. Soren met her gaze, and for a fleeting moment she thought she glimpsed the turmoil within him. But just as quickly he masked it behind a veil of silence, the walls around his heart re-establishing themselves. Ira took a deep breath, her heart racing with a mix of fear and determination. She couldn't let this moment pass without trying to connect with him. "I don't want to intrude," she said, her voice steady. "But if you're willing, I'd like to know you better. There's something about you that draws me in." Soren's expression softened, and for a heartbeat, Ira thought he might speak. Instead, he merely smiled, a quiet, enigmatic smile that held a world of meaning. He gestured toward the deeper parts of the canyon, as if inviting her to follow him into the shadows that lingered just beyond the fading light. With her heart pounding in her chest, Ira made her decision. She would follow him into the unknown, determined to uncover the truth behind the silence that surrounded him. Whatever darkness lay ahead, she felt an undeniable pull toward Soren and the secrets he held within. She took a step forward, ready to embrace the mystery of the canyon, and the man who stood at its edge. As Ira and Soren ventured deeper into the canyon, the air thickened with an unspoken tension. The sunlight filtered through the dense canopy above, casting an array of dappled shadows on the moss-covered ground. Ira could feel the weight of Soren's silence pressing against her, each step further into the grove amplifying her curiosity and unease. She studied him closely, noting the way his shoulders seemed to tense with every rustle of the leaves, every whisper of the wind. His gaze flickered around them, wary and vigilant, as if he were a sentinel guarding a hidden truth. "Are you okay?" Ira finally ventured, breaking the silence that hung between them like a heavy fog. She hoped her voice would peel back the layers of his reticence, revealing the man beneath the alpha mask. Soren turned to her, his expression inscrutable. He nodded slightly, but the flicker of his eyes told her a different story, an echo of unspoken words swirling within him. She felt a pang of frustration mingled with admiration for his strength. It was a strength she was slowly beginning to understand, yet it felt like a wall she could not breach. As they reached a small clearing, the atmosphere shifted. The trees parted to reveal a hidden grove, serene yet charged with an underlying tension that made Ira's skin prickle. The ground was soft and carpeted with fallen leaves, and the air was thick with the scent of earth and damp wood. Here it felt as if the world had come to a standstill, waiting for something to happen. "Why did you bring me here?" Ira asked, her voice barely above a whisper. She stepped closer to him, her heart racing as she searched his face for answers. "What are you thinking?" Soren remained silent, his eyes fixed on a point in the distance. Ira followed his gaze, but all she saw were the trees swaying gently in the breeze. It was as if he were searching for something beyond the physical realm, lost in memories that were etched in silence. She took a cautious step closer, feeling an urgent need to connect with him, to draw him out of the shadows that seemed to envelop him. "Please, Soren," she urged, her tone softening. "I want to understand you. I want to help." At that moment, a rustle echoed from the underbrush, disrupting the stillness of the grove. Ira's heart leapt into her throat as she turned to see a pair of glowing eyes emerge from the shadows. A wolf stepped into view, its fur a blend of silver and gray, sleek and powerful. Ira instinctively stepped back, her instincts screaming to be cautious, to retreat from the predator that now surveyed them. Soren's demeanor shifted instantly. His body tensed, muscles coiling like a spring ready to unleash. He placed himself protectively in front of Ira, his presence radiating an energy that was both fierce and commanding. Ira felt a rush of conflicting emotions, fear at the sight of the wolf and awe at Soren's instinctive response. "Stay behind me," he murmured, his voice low and steady, a growl barely contained. Ira could see the alpha within him awakening, the raw power that came alive in the face of danger. The wolf, sensing Soren's challenge, growled softly, its gaze unwavering. Ira watched as Soren's posture shifted, his stance wide and authoritative, every inch of him radiating dominance. The air crackled with tension as the two beings, predator and protector, sized each other up. Is it going to attack? Ira whispered, her voice trembling slightly. She could feel the adrenaline coursing through her veins, her heart pounding in sync with the primal energy around them. Soren glanced back at her, his eyes fierce yet reassuring. No. It's just a warning. Wolves protect their territory. He took a step forward, asserting himself. We're not here to harm you, he growled, his voice deeper, more resonant. But if you threaten her, I will not hesitate. The wolf seemed to sense Soren's authority, its growl fading into a low whine as it retreated a few steps. Ira's breath caught in her throat as she watched the dance of power unfold before her. The wolf was beautiful, magnificent in its wildness, yet it seemed to recognize the strength of the alpha standing before it. After a moment that felt like an eternity, the wolf turned and disappeared back into the underbrush, leaving only the rustle of leaves in its wake. Ira exhaled a breath she hadn't realized she was holding, relief flooding her body. She looked up at Soren, whose eyes were still fixed on the spot where the wolf had vanished. Are you okay? She asked again, her voice softer now, tinged with concern. She stepped closer, her heart swelling with admiration for his bravery. Soren finally turned to her, the intensity in his gaze softening. I'm fine, he replied, but the way he spoke, the tightness in his jaw, told her otherwise. She could see the shadows lurking in his eyes, shadows that echoed the pain he held within. Ira felt a surge of determination. You don't have to protect me from everything, she said gently. I want to share this with you, even the scary parts. I want to understand why you're silent. He looked down, the flicker of emotions crossing his face too fleeting for Ira to decipher. The crackling sounds of the forest surrounded them, amplifying the weight of his silence. She wanted to reach out, to bridge the gap that felt insurmountable between them. As night began to fall, they found a clearing where they decided to set up camp. The stars emerged one by one, twinkling against the deepening blue of the sky. Ira gathered firewood while Soren set about starting a fire, his movements precise and practiced. Once the fire crackled to life, Ira settled down beside him, the warmth enveloping them like a protective cocoon. She watched Soren, his face illuminated by the flickering flames, and felt a swell of affection. Thank you for bringing me here, she said, her voice steady despite the flutter of nerves in her stomach. This place is beautiful. He turned to her, his expression inscrutable, but she could see the faintest hint of a smile lurking at the corners of his lips. It's more beautiful with you here, he replied, his voice low and deep, sending a shiver down her spine. Ira's heart raced. She wanted to reach out, to touch him, to pull him closer, but the silence between them loomed larger than the fire. Soren, I, she began, her voice faltering as she struggled to articulate her feelings. I feel something between us. Something strong. He looked into the fire, his gaze distant. The flames danced, casting shadows that flickered across his face like the ghosts of his past. Ira felt the weight of her words hang in the air, palpable and charged. I know you've been through a lot and I want to help. I want to be here for you. But Soren remained silent, his attention fixed on the flames as if they held the answers to the questions he could not voice. Ira felt her chest tighten, a mix of hope and despair swirling within her. Please, Soren, she pressed softly, her voice barely above a whisper. I need to know if you feel the same way. The fire crackled between them, the only sound breaking the heavy silence. Ira's heart raced as she waited for his response, but Soren remained lost in thought, the shadows of his past weighing heavily on him. She yearned for him to speak, to let her in, but instead she was left with the echoes of her own unvoiced emotions, swirling in the air like the smoke from the fire. The night stretched on, filled with unspoken words and shared glances, and Ira found herself longing for a connection that felt just out of reach. She had come to the canyon seeking adventure and beauty, but what she found was something far more complex. A love that straddled the line between silence and longing, a love that echoed in the depths of the canyon, waiting for the right moment to break free. Ira sat by the dying embers of the campfire, the flickering light casting shadows that danced against the canyon walls. The night was thick with silence, a silence that had become both a comfort and a burden. She had begun to accept Soren's quiet nature, finding solace in the way they communicated through fleeting glances and gentle touches. Yet beneath the surface of their shared moments, the weight of unspoken words loomed heavily. As she leaned back, watching the stars twinkle like distant memories, Ira recalled how Soren's presence had shifted something deep within her. She could feel the warmth of his body next to hers, the way his arm brushed against hers, sending shivers down her spine. Each shared moment felt sacred, yet the silence pressed upon her heart like a heavy stone. "Do you ever wonder what the stars are saying?" Ira asked, her voice barely above a whisper as she directed her gaze towards the vast expanse above. Soren turned his head, his dark eyes glimmering in the starlight, and she could see a flicker of curiosity there. He tilted his head slightly as if inviting her to continue. "I like to think they're speaking in a language only we can understand," she mused, shifting to face him. "Maybe they're sharing secrets of love and loss." Soren remained silent, but his gaze was steady, encouraging her to share more. Ira took a deep breath, emboldened by his unyielding attention. "Sometimes I feel like I'm a star lost in the vastness, searching for a connection. And then I found you." The words hung in the air, charged with emotion. Ira felt a rush of vulnerability, hoping to draw him closer, yet fearing that her openness might push him away. Soren's expression softened, but still he said nothing. Ira leaned in, her heart pounding as she reached for him, her fingers brushing against his arm. "Soren, you have to know how much you mean to me. I can feel your pain even in your silence. And it terrifies me." Suddenly, she found herself drawn closer, her heart racing as she tilted her face toward his, longing for a kiss that would bridge the chasm between them. But as she leaned in, Soren instinctively recoiled, the look in his eyes shifting from warmth to something unreadable. "Ira," he murmured, his voice barely a whisper, yet it echoed in her mind like a thunderclap. He looked away, his expression clouded. "I can't." The rejection stung more than she anticipated, a sharp ache radiating from her chest. "Why?" she asked, her voice trembling. "Why can't you just let me in?" Soren's body tensed, and he turned his gaze back to the stars, as if seeking answers among the constellations. "You don't understand," he said, his voice heavy with an unspoken burden. "I'm not who you think I am." "Then tell me," Ira implored, desperation creeping into her tone. "I want to understand, Soren. But you have to let me." He remained silent, and the stars twinkled above, indifferent to her turmoil. Ira pulled back, feeling the weight of the night pressing down on her. She fought against the tears that threatened to spill over, hurt by the distance he maintained. Soren looked back at her, anguish etched across his features. "I've lost everything," he finally admitted, his voice barely audible. "My family, my pack. It was my fault." The revelation pierced through the fog of silence surrounding them. "What happened?" Ira pressed, her heart aching for him. "There was a rival pack," he began, his voice shaky. "A betrayal from within. I couldn't protect them." His eyes glistened as he recalled the past. "I was too late to save them, and I've carried that guilt ever since." Ira's heart twisted in sympathy as she listened. "Soren, I'm so sorry. But you can't keep punishing yourself. You're not alone anymore." He shook his head, the anguish in his gaze deepening. "You don't understand. My silence is my penance. It's all that remains of them." "But it doesn't have to be," she said softly, reaching for his hand. She felt the warmth of his skin beneath her fingers, a connection that ignited a flicker of hope. "You don't have to bear this weight alone. Let me help you." Soren pulled his hand away, the pain in his eyes cutting deeper than any knife. "You deserve more, Ira. I can't drag you into my darkness." The rejection felt like a blow to her heart. "But I want to be here, Soren. I want to help you find your way back to the light." He looked at her, a storm of emotions swirling within him. "And what if I can't? What if my silence is all I have left?" Ira swallowed hard, feeling the tears she fought to contain begin to escape. "Then let me be your echo. Let me be the voice you've lost." Soren's expression shifted then, a flicker of hope battling against the shadows. But before he could respond, the distant howl of wolves echoed through the canyon, disrupting the fragile moment between them. Soren's body went rigid, instinctively alert. "We need to go," he said urgently, rising to his feet. Iris stood too, the night air suddenly feeling charged with tension. What is it?
Wolves, he replied, scanning the darkness surrounding them. We have to move.
As they hurried through the canyon, the silence of the night felt oppressive, the weight of their unspoken words hanging heavily in the air. Ira followed closely, a mix of fear and determination coursing through her veins. She could feel Soren's tension radiating from him, the alpha within him awakening as he took charge, leading her away from the unseen danger. Despite the chaos, her heart ached at the thought of Soren retreating further into himself. She wanted to reach him to break through the walls he had built so carefully around his heart. But as they navigated the winding paths, the shadows loomed larger, a reminder of the darkness that still held him captive. Stay close, Soren instructed, his voice firm, yet there was a hint of softness that made her heart race. Ira nodded, but her mind was racing with thoughts of the earlier moment they had shared. She couldn't shake the feeling that she had been so close to breaking through his silence, yet now, it felt as if they were drifting further apart. As they moved deeper into the canyon, the howls grew closer, echoing off the stone walls like a haunting melody. Ira's heart pounded in her chest, a primal fear igniting within her. What do we do? Soren paused, his eyes narrowing as he focused on the sounds in the distance. We prepare to fight if necessary. But I'm not letting anything happen to you. For a moment, Ira felt a surge of strength from his words, his protectiveness wrapping around her like a shield. Yet, the reality of the situation settled in, and the fear of the wolves became a stark reminder of the dangers that lay ahead, not just from the outside world, but from the silence that threatened to consume them both. As they took their positions, ready to face whatever was lurking in the shadows, Ira couldn't help but wonder if love alone could mend the fractures that lay between them. Would she be able to reach Soren before the darkness claimed him completely? As the storm rolled into the canyon, dark clouds enveloped the sky, transforming the vibrant landscape into a menacing tableau of shadows and chaos. Ira felt the first drops of rain splatter against her skin, cold and insistent, as she hurried to seek shelter. Soren stood a few paces ahead, his silhouette stark against the darkening sky, the tension in his posture palpable. She could see the muscles in his shoulders tense, the lines of his jaw set tight. It was as if the storm had awakened something deep within him, a tempest that matched the one raging above. Come on, Ira called, waving her hand to beckon him closer. She found a narrow overhang, a slight indentation in the rock face that offered a semblance of refuge. Soren hesitated, his gaze fixed on the distant horizon, where the last remnants of sunlight struggled against the encroaching darkness. Ira's heart raced with concern. Soren, we need to get out of the rain. Finally, he turned and joined her, the weight of his silence heavier than the storm itself. They huddled together under the overhang, the sound of the rain pounding against the earth echoing around them. Ira watched as the raindrops cascaded down the rocky surface, pooling at their feet. The world outside was drowned in chaos, but within this small shelter, it felt strangely intimate. Are you all right? Ira asked, her voice barely audible above the roar of the storm. She turned to look at him, seeking some response, but Soren merely stared ahead, his eyes clouded with unspoken thoughts. It was as if he was battling an inner storm far more ferocious than the one outside. Ira felt a stirring of frustration. You can talk to me, you know, she urged gently, reaching out to touch his arm. The warmth of her hand against his skin seemed to pull him from whatever abyss he was spiraling into, if only for a moment. I'm here. Please don't shut me out. His gaze flickered towards her, and for a brief instant she thought she saw a spark of something, fear, vulnerability, perhaps even a flicker of gratitude. But then it vanished, replaced by the familiar mask of silence. Her heart sank. You're not alone in this, Soren, she pressed, her voice softer now. Whatever it is that haunts you, you don't have to face it alone. A low rumble of thunder echoed in the distance and Soren's brow furrowed. He turned his head slightly, glancing at the storm raging beyond their shelter. Ira could almost see the memories clawing at him, threatening to consume him whole. She steeled herself, determined to break through his defenses. What are you afraid of? She asked, her tone insistent yet tender. Finally, he looked at her, really looked at her, and in that moment, Ira felt a crack form in the walls he had built around his heart. The storm inside him seemed to quiet momentarily,
as if he were gathering the courage to share a fragment of his soul. "It's not that simple," he murmured, his voice barely above a whisper, yet it carried the weight of a thousand unspoken words. Ira leaned closer, her heart racing. "Try me," she urged, her eyes locked onto his. "I want to understand. I want to help." Soren inhaled deeply as if drawing strength from the air around them. I lost everything," he finally said, his voice trembling with raw emotion. "My family. My pack. They were taken from me in an instant and I was powerless to stop it." His gaze drifted away, lost in the storm of memories swirling in his mind. "The pain of that loss is something I can't escape and I thought," he hesitated, swallowing hard. "I thought if I didn't speak about it, it wouldn't hurt so much." Ira's heart ached at the vulnerability he was revealing. "But it does hurt," she replied softly, her voice filled with compassion. "You're carrying all that weight alone. You don't have to do that, Soren. Let me share it with you." He shook his head, a shadow of despair passing over his features. "You don't understand," he said, his voice cracking. "The silence is a part of me now. If I start to speak, I fear I'll lose control, that the pain will consume me entirely." "Maybe that's what you need," Ira pressed, her heart racing with urgency. "To let it out. To confront it. You can't keep locking it away. It will only fester and grow." She reached out, her hand gently cupping his face, forcing him to look at her. "You are so much more than your pain, Soren. Let me see the real you." For a moment, the storm outside seemed to pause, as if holding its breath in anticipation of his response. Soren's gaze softened, and Ira dared to hope that he would let her in. But then, as if some unseen barrier had slammed down, he pulled away, retreating behind the walls he had so carefully constructed. "I can't," he said, his voice a hollow echo of the vulnerability he had just shown. "I won't." Ira's heart plummeted, the weight of his rejection hitting her like a physical blow. "Soren," she began, but the words caught in her throat. She felt both empowered by the moment of connection and defeated by his retreat. "Why do you keep shutting me out?" Her voice trembled, a mix of frustration and despair. "Because it's easier," he replied, his voice barely above a whisper, his eyes downcast. "It's easier for me to remain silent than to risk losing someone else I care about." His admission hung in the air, heavy and suffocating, filling the space between them with a tension that felt unbreakable. Ira took a step back, the sting of his words resonating within her. "But by staying silent, you're pushing me away," she said, her voice trembling. "You're isolating yourself and it hurts. I want to be here for you, but I can't do that if you won't let me in." Soren's expression hardened and a flicker of anger sparked in his eyes. "You don't understand the consequences of my silence," he said sharply. "It's not just about me anymore. It's about protecting you from the darkness that follows me." Ira felt a surge of defiance. "I'm not afraid of your darkness, Soren. I want to help you face it. But I can't do it alone." Her voice rose, echoing off the stone walls of their shelter, mingling with the storm that raged outside. "You're stronger than you think and I believe in you. But you have to trust me." As the storm roared on, Ira felt the battle within him intensify, a storm of emotions clashing against one another. She could see the struggle in his eyes, the desire to break free from his own prison of silence battling against the fear of vulnerability. The air between them crackled with unresolved tension, and Ira knew she had reached a pivotal moment. But just as she thought he might share more, Soren's expression hardened once again, and the walls came crashing back into place. "I can't," he repeated, his voice resolute, but Ira could see the flicker of pain behind his steely facade. "I won't." The rain continued to pour down, a relentless torrent that mirrored the storm within both of them. Ira felt a mix of empowerment and despair, torn between her love for him and her frustration at his refusal to open up. The silence that followed was deafening, a chasm that seemed to stretch endlessly between them, marked by unspoken words and unshared pain. As they sat in the darkness, the storm outside raged on, and Ira couldn't shake the feeling that this moment would define their journey. Would Soren ever find the strength to confront his demons? Would he allow her to stand by his side, or would he remain trapped in his silence? The questions hung heavy in the air, unanswered and unresolved, as the echoes of their hearts became lost in the chaos of the storm. The storm had passed, leaving the canyon shrouded in a heavy stillness, the air thick with the scent of wet earth and lingering tension. Ira stood at the edge of their makeshift campsite, her heart a tumult of emotions as she gazed at Soren. He sat silently by the dying embers of the campfire, his profile illuminated by the flickering light. The flickers cast shadows on his face, but they could not obscure the deep lines of worry etched into his brow. Ira felt a gnawing uncertainty gnaw at her. After the storm, she had hoped that perhaps Soren would finally open up about his past, about the pain that had turned him into the silent figure she had come to know. But instead, he had retreated further into himself, his silence pressing down like a suffocating blanket. She took a deep breath, steeling herself for a conversation she had been dreading yet knew was necessary. "Soren," she began, her voice trembling slightly, "I need to talk to you." He turned his head slightly, his gaze meeting hers, but he said nothing. The silence stretched between them, thick and unyielding, amplifying the ache in her heart. "I can't keep doing this," Ira finally admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. "I don't know if I can be in a relationship where words are left unspoken." The flicker of a flame danced in Soren's eyes, and for a moment she thought he might respond. But he remained quiet, his expression unreadable as he stared into the fire. Iris' frustration bubbled to the surface. How could he not understand the weight of his silence? It felt like a chasm was growing between them, one that she didn't know how to bridge. "I care about you, Soren," she pressed on, her heart racing. "But your silence, it scares me. I don't know how to reach you. I don't know if I can keep waiting for you to let me in." Still, he remained silent, and Ira felt tears prick at the corners of her eyes. She turned away from him, biting her lip to hold back the swell of emotions threatening to spill over. Suddenly, the rustle of leaves broke the oppressive quiet, and Ira's heart rate spiked. Shadows loomed closer and the atmosphere shifted. A growl echoed through the canyon, low and threatening, sending a chill coursing through her veins. Ira spun around, her instincts kicking in. A rival pack had found them. "Soren," she cried out, adrenaline surging. In an instant, Soren was on his feet, his demeanor shifting from quiet contemplation to fierce protector. The air around him pulsed with energy, and Ira watched in awe and fear as he faced the approaching wolves, his body taut and ready for battle. She had seen glimpses of his alpha strength before, but never had it been drawn out so clearly. "Stay behind me," he commanded, his voice deep and authoritative, cutting through the tension like a knife. Ira nodded, obeying instinctively, but her heart was racing. The wolves emerged from the shadows, their eyes glinting with hunger and malice. Soren stood firm, a barrier between Ira and the encroaching threat. The moment felt electric, charged with danger and unspoken words. As the pack lunged, Soren moved with unparalleled speed, engaging the largest wolf with a ferocity that took Ira's breath away. The clash of muscle and fur echoed through the canyon, punctuating the silence that had reigned for so long. Ira's heart pounded in her chest as she watched him fight, a primal instinct rising within her to support him, to stand by his side. But she was rooted to the spot, fear anchoring her feet to the ground. In that moment, she realized how much she truly cared for him, how deeply her heart was entwined with his silent anguish. "Soren," she shouted again, trying to keep her voice steady amidst the chaos. "You can't do this alone." With a final, powerful growl, Soren dispatched the last of the wolves, his breath heavy and labored as he turned back to Ira. His chest rose and fell, and for the first time she caught a glimpse of the vulnerability behind his fierce exterior. The battle had stripped away his stoicism, leaving only a raw, unguarded version of himself. "Ira," he breathed, moving closer. But before he could finish, a wave of emotion crashed over him and he faltered, the weight of his past crashing into the present. Ira's heart ached at the sight of him, the alpha who had just fought for her, now caught in the storm of his own thoughts. "I can't lose you," he finally whispered, the words cracking like thunder in the silence. "I can't go through that again." Ira felt her breath hitch in her throat. "You won't lose me, Soren. I'm here. But you need to let me in. You have to trust me." His eyes searched hers, and in that moment she felt the walls he had built around his heart begin to tremble. "You don't understand," he said, his voice raw. "I lost everything once. I can't bear the thought of losing you too." "Then don't push me away," Ira replied, stepping closer, her hands trembling as she reached for him. "Let me be here for you. Let me help you carry that burden. For a brief moment, the world around them faded away. The aftermath of the battle, the quiet canyon, everything seemed to hold its breath as Soren grappled with the emotions swirling within him. I'm scared, he finally admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. Scared of what it means to let someone in again. Ira's heart swelled. I'm scared too, Soren. But we can face that fear together. He looked deeply into her eyes, the silence between them now charged with unspoken possibilities. In that moment, Ira understood that love was not just about words. It was also about the courage to be vulnerable, to face the echoes of the past together. Ira, he said softly, his voice breaking the silence that had lingered for so long. I don't want to lose you. I want to try. As they stood there, breathless and exposed, Ira knew that their journey was far from over. But in that moment, amidst the remnants of battle and the stillness of the canyon, she felt a flicker of hope ignite between them. They were two souls intertwined in a dance of silence and emotion, and together, they would learn to navigate the echoes of their hearts. Ira stood at the edge of the canyon, her heart heavy with uncertainty. The vast expanse of rock and shadow that had once felt so inviting now loomed ominously before her. She could almost hear the echoes of her own thoughts reverberating against the stone walls, amplifying her doubts. Soren's silence had become a chasm between them, one that felt insurmountable. She had tried to reach out to him to bridge the gap, but each attempt had only reinforced the wall he had built around himself. As she gathered her belongings, Ira glanced back at the spot where Soren usually stood, a figure of silent strength. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows that danced like specters around her. She felt a pang of regret, but the weight of his unspoken pain was too much to bear. Maybe it's best this way, she whispered to herself, convincing her heart that leaving was the right choice. With one last look at the canyon, she turned and began her descent, each step feeling heavier than the last. The path ahead was steep and rocky, but Ira's mind was elsewhere. Memories of Soren flooded her thoughts. The way his eyes sparkled with unvoiced emotions, the gentle brush of his hand against hers, the shared moments that felt profound despite the absence of words. Yet the silence lurked like a shadow, a constant reminder of what lay unacknowledged between them. She quickened her pace, desperate to escape the weight of it all, unaware that her departure was igniting a storm within Soren. Soren stood motionless, watching Ira retreat. Each step she took felt like a dagger to his heart. He had wanted to speak, to tell her everything, but fear gripped him like a vice. What if his words only pushed her further away? The memories of his past haunted him, whispering that love was a fragile thing easily shattered. He clenched his fists, the struggle within him palpable as he fought against the urge to call out to her. Suddenly, a glint caught Ira's eye as she descended. She paused, squinting against the fading light. There, half buried in the dirt, was an ancient artifact, its surface adorned with intricate carvings that shimmered with an otherworldly glow. Curiosity piqued, she knelt down, brushing away the soil to reveal a beautifully crafted amulet. It felt warm to the touch, pulsating with a strange energy. As she examined the amulet, Ira's heart raced. The carvings depicted symbols she had never seen before, but one in particular sent a shiver down her spine. It resembled a wolf's head encircled by what looked like chains. The realization struck her like lightning. This was connected to Soren, to his lineage. The stories the elder had told her about the Alpha's curse echoed in her mind, and suddenly, everything began to click into place. Soren, she called out, her voice carrying through the canyon like a lifeline. He turned at the sound of her voice, confusion etched across his features. Ira scrambled back up the path, the amulet clutched tightly in her hand. You need to see this. As she reached him, Ira's breath came in quick gasps, excitement and urgency coursing through her veins. Look. She held out the amulet, the fading light catching its surface. Soren's eyes widened, recognition dawning upon him. It belongs to my family, he stammered, his voice barely above a whisper. It was lost long ago. But how did you find it? I was leaving, but then I saw it. Soren, this amulet, it might be the key to understanding your silence, she urged, her heart pounding in her chest. The elder spoke of a curse, didn't he? This could be connected. Soren's expression shifted, a mixture of hope and fear crossing his features. He reached for the amulet, his fingers brushing against hers, sending a jolt of electricity between them. If it is, then it could mean that I'm not doomed to silence forever. Ira watched as a flicker of emotion ignited within him, a spark that had been missing for so long. "We need to break the curse," she stated firmly, determination flooding her voice. "We can do this together. I believe in you, Soren." For the first time, Soren's eyes shone with something other than sorrow. "You would do this for me? Even after everything?" He searched her gaze, vulnerability etched across his handsome features. "Yes," she replied, her voice steady. "I want to understand you, to help you. I don't want to run away anymore." The canyon around them seemed to resonate with her words, as if the very stones were echoing the depth of her feelings. As they stood there, the world around them faded into insignificance. Ira felt an overwhelming swell of love for Soren, a love that transcended the barriers of silence. She took a step closer, her heart racing. "You don't have to be alone anymore. Let me in." Soren hesitated, but the warmth of the amulet began to pulse between them, urging him forward. He took a deep breath, the weight of his past pressing against him, but Ira's presence was a balm to his soul. "I've been so afraid," he finally admitted, his voice trembling. "Afraid to lose you, just like I lost my family." Ira reached out, placing her hand over his heart. "You won't lose me. Not if we face this together." The amulet glowed brighter at her touch, and in that moment, a connection sparked between them, a shared understanding that transcended words. Soren closed his eyes, the dam of his emotions threatening to break. "I can't remember the last time I spoke," he confessed, anguish lacing his tone. "But I want to try." With Ira's encouragement, he grasped the amulet tightly. "I break this curse," he declared, his voice stronger now, resonating with the power of his lineage. "I will no longer be silent. I will speak my truth." A surge of energy enveloped them, the air vibrating with ancient magic as the amulet pulsed in response. The canyon echoed with a deep, resonant sound, as if the very earth was responding to Soren's declaration. Ira felt a rush of warmth flow through her as Soren opened his mouth, the words spilling forth like a long-dormant river finally breaking free. "Ira," he said, his voice rich and powerful. "I love you." The canyon erupted with a chorus of echoes, the sound reverberating through the air, filling the silence that had once separated them. Ira's heart soared as she stepped closer, feeling the warmth of his confession wrap around her like a protective embrace. "I love you too, Soren," she replied, tears of joy streaming down her face. Their connection had been forged through silence, but now it blossomed into something vibrant and alive, echoing through the canyon with the promise of a shared future. Together, they stood amidst the ancient stones, the weight of their pasts lifting as they embraced the love that had broken the silence. The canyon, once a place of solitude, now became a sanctuary of their shared journey, a testament to the power of love to heal even the deepest wounds. As they turned to face the horizon, Ira felt a sense of hope swell within her. The echoes of their hearts intertwined, guiding them forward into a new dawn, where silence no longer reigned but was transformed into a symphony of love and understanding.